I do remember, almost every week coming in and finding Mother at the mangle and ironing, and she'd always stop and get her lunch, and cleaning around the house, doing extra little things that weren't necessary, putting up curtains and things like that, that she always sort of had a schedule for.
Did Mother have any influence on your choice of vocation in life?
Yes, I think Mother did. She never asked me whether I had made any decision, but I thought in high school that I had a vocation, and I never did tell Mother. But I'm going out with boys and things like that. She was always a big help. She never interfered. She always let me make up my own mind, and she didn't meet the boys, but it wasn't a necessary rule. I didn't have to bring everybody home, although I did. But and whether she liked them or not, she'd tell me whether she liked them or not. But she always encouraged me to go out and to meet people. And I can remember a couple of times. I remember my first dance, which I was a bit upset because Daddy wasn't going to let me go. And I had gotten a new dress and everything else for it. And it was the first dance I'd ever gone to. It was a St. Joe dance. It wasn't formal, it was informal. But I remember I was crying because Daddy, I came downstairs to go and Daddy wouldn't let me go. And Mother came down and Mother just said to Daddy, she's going to the dance. And Mother came upstairs and everything was fine. And she had patched up everything and Daddy came in and said goodbye to the boy and said goodbye to me and we went on out to the dance. But I think her... about getting married, when I decided that I was going to marry Bob, I told Mother. Bob had asked me in January, but I didn't tell her till March. But that was because I didn't want her to tell anybody. I didn't want anybody to know. But all along, Mother was very helpful. Mother kept saying, anything you want to do, Anne, will be all right with me. And I knew that she wanted me to finish college. But I knew that she'd understand also that I wasn't interested in college, and I didn't think it was worth the money to have Daddy putting out the money for it. But when I did tell her, she was just so happy, and she said that as soon as I wanted, as anything that I really wanted, that she'd take care of it for me, and nothing would matter, and that she really thought Bob was, the right boy, and that I was mature enough to make up my own mind, and she never interfered in any way.
Did you always feel you could go with confidence to Mother and talk about it? You never had to... worry that she wouldn't understand you.
I always felt that I could talk to Mother, and I never had to worry that she wouldn't understand me. I can remember when I went down to St. Joe's to college that among the things that I missed most wasn't the big family, because at that time there were only a few home, but it was Rosemary, but mostly it was Mother, because I always went in and talked to Mother every night before I went to bed. I always had little chats with her. I always sat in the other bed, and before I turned out her light, I always talked to her. And I can remember crying myself to sleep down at St. Joe's because I had no one to talk to the way I talked to Mother.
Do you think that Mother's companionship with you and her example to you is one of the greatest treasures you have in life now?
Oh, yes, I do. I remember when we were over in our apartment at New Jersey, how often I talked to Bob about Mother and how much I wanted to come over more often than I did. And I always wanted to be near her because I felt so much happier when I was either doing things with her or things for her.
Well, do you think that motherhood by its nature has an eternal effect, that a mother's life always has its imprint through the whole lives of their children and on to their children's children?
Well, I think definitely that a daughter is affected by her mother's life. I think that she's influenced by the things that her mother does, and that she does them just naturally, or just with the reference that, well, my mother did it this way, or my mother, my mother did things this way, and I'll do them, that way too.
Any incidents in Frank's life you can remember?
Well, I can remember when Frank was leaving in 48. I don't remember at all when he left in 39. But I do remember that we sang Someday My Prince Will Come. It seems we sang that when he left the first time, Rosemary and I, when we were, I guess we were about 7 and 8, or 6 and 7, and we sang that to him. And he was very taken back by it because we thought he referred to him as the prince. And when he was leaving in 48, I do remember singing at the dock when the ship was pulling out, and we remember trying to ask Paul when he got back if he heard it, but I think he did because we screamed as loud as we could.
Any more impressions about Frank in your infecting your life?
Oh, I was fascinated by Frank when he came back. I remember Rosemary said to Mother when he walked in the door, he called before he had gotten, before he came. I guess he called about half an hour before they arrived. And Rosemary turned to Mother and said, "Do you think you'll remember him, Mom?" And I burst out laughing because all I could think of was, well, if Mother doesn't remember him, how are we ever going to remember him? But when he came in, my first impression was his big eyes and how big he was. But he was like a, almost like a father. I wouldn't say a,